Brad Locke.
And I'm Dalton Milton.
And you're listening to Prep Rally, a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello to everyone out there in quarantine land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hope you're having fun.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah. This is weird, man. This is really, really odd. For one thing, I'm not having to go cover things on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird enough, but it's just, I've never experienced anything like this. I guess none of us have, really.
No. I'd say if you haven't, I definitely haven't.
No, I mean, and I'm pretty old, and I haven't, so.
It's a very weird situation, though.
Yeah, but we still have a podcast, at least this week. Can't promise the same next week.
Yeah, as long as they keep asking us to come in, I guess we'll have one.
Dalton with the passive aggressiveness.
The shade.
Well, hey, we're here to serve you, the listener, and the reader. This is, of course, Prep Rally that comes to you every week, usually on Wednesday. You can find us on iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. So let's just jump right into this coronavirus fallout, Dalton. Of course, the MHSAA is suspended all athletic competition and activities through March the 29th, at which mm-hmm. point they will reassess and decide what to do from there. And, you know, you don't really know, but I would be kind of surprised if we saw any spring sports resume.
Right.
I mean, next thing we cover will probably be preseason football.
Mm-hmm.
No spring football, possibly. By the way, that could also be affected besides the sports going on, because that's supposed to start next month for most schools.
May have Legion ball this summer. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, maybe.
Football.
If we're lucky.
Football season year-round.
7-on-7 football, maybe.
Maybe so.
Summer league hoops. Maybe we'll get some stuff in the summer. You don't know how long this is going to last, you know, and somebody I was talking with yesterday said it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. And, you know, we've been fortunate so far. North Mississippi hasn't had very many cases at all, at least reported cases.
One in Monroe.
Up in DeSoto County.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
And I've heard there are others, but that's just from, you know, random people.
Those are the Facebook posts claiming that there's 15 in one town or something.
Yeah, so who knows. But obviously this is affecting all the sports, including now high school sports. And you got a story today, Dalton, about archery, which is getting close to the end of the season. In fact, their championships were supposed to be happening pretty soon.
Yeah, it was the first week of April. Archery was a little different than all the rest of them because last week Ames was just archery in Mississippi. Archery in Mississippi schools.
Right.
Okay. I was like, what does that S stand for? Archery in Mississippi schools. They sent out an email to all the schools saying that everything was canceled. So I called Ricky Neves yesterday at the MHSAA. He said it is not canceled. It's just suspended like the rest of them. They are currently trying to find a new location. I think Ames canceled all of theirs and was like, y'all aren't using this venue.
Right.
Now the MHSA is trying to find a new one. They met with the Mississippi Department of Wildlife. They said either yesterday or today, trying to set up a new venue. But even if they do that, you know, schools were supposed to have their North Half Championships. Some of them were doing it this week. Some of them doing it next week, you know.
Right.
Neither one of those are happening.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to wait till it'll be April 1st, I guess, before anybody can even get into school, probably.
At the soonest, yeah.
At the earliest. And so that's 6 days before the state championships were supposed to be, and then you still have to play the North Half. I mean, the regular season's not over.
Right.
It's kind of...
Yeah, and you were talking to the Saltillo coach, Jeff Cates, and they've won, like, what, eight?
Won eight in a row, going for nine. He said he thought this was one of his best teams yet, and he really felt like, you know, they had a chance to win a ninth one. But I mean, he said his kids understand the magnitude of it. You know, they're intelligent kids. They get that it's bigger than sports. So he said they're just going to kind of play the waiting game. And as soon as they allow them legally to get back in school and start practicing, they will be there day one practicing. And even if they can't play for state championship, he said they're going to practice like they are.
I got you. Also in danger is the powerlifting championships, which are scheduled for April 17th and 18th in Jackson. One of the problems here is that they've not had all of the North and South Half meets. They've had several of them, but not all, you know, because they don't do them all at the exact same time. We had some in late February, some in early March, and some I think were supposed to be this week. But that's going to make things difficult just because even best-case scenario, if schools reopen at the beginning of April and kids can get back in the weight room, you know, they've been – by that point, they will have gone – you know, 3 to 4 weeks without touching a weight, and that's not good, especially in weightlifting. We have to kind of stay in the weight room a good bit, you know, as Scott Dooley, the East Union coach, was telling me, you know, their muscles and everything will probably still be able to lift the weights, but he talked about how their central nervous system will be that's a little different deal there. They won't be able to stabilize because that'll be – it won't be as sharp, and which is – I've never – done a ton of weightlifting, so that was a kind of educational to me. But so, you know, it can take a while between meets. You know, that's why they have the season is kind of so spread out. You can't have like meets every weekend. You got to have recovery time. You got to you know, get back in there and train for the next meet. And so if the state championships get pushed back, you know, that would give them more time. But then you got to think about the venue. Mississippi Coliseum might not be available.
Yeah, I powerlifted a little bit in high school, and I can imagine, you know, I never did squat at 600 pounds, but there's kids that, you know, they might squat 600 pounds one time, and then you don't lift a weight for 30 days, and you're not going in there and squatting 600 pounds again. No, like you're not.
And then you run the risk of injury.
Yeah, exactly.
If you try to lift too heavy.
But yeah, like you said, the venues are going to be the huge issue, I think, for here, because, one, you're not supposed to get everybody in one location.
Right.
And two, I mean, are the venues even going to allow it after that?
Yeah. Know? Yeah. I mean, like, even if they let school back in, you know, what kind of restrictions will there still be in place? I feel like if they've got kids in schools, then by that point, they'll let you do whatever.
Right.
But I don't see it happening in 2 weeks.
It might be, you know, this is just speculative, but it might not let kids back in school. I saw somewhere.
Might not at all. You never know.
I saw a tweet yesterday. Somebody said that there was a school district or a state that didn't, it's Kansas. Kansas Public School out of class for the remainder of the school year.
Wow.
So that's the first domino to fall. So you see who follows that. But
well, yeah. And, of course, also affected are the baseball and softball seasons. And, of course, those are the more popular sports during the spring. And, you know, it's been kind of a weird spring anyway because of the rain, all the rain we've had. So it's limited the number of games a lot of teams have played, been able to play. Some teams have been able to get in some games. Like, you know, Tupelo baseball has played a dozen games. I think Houston softball has played a dozen games. Then, like, Starkville softball has gotten in 2 games. That's it. Okay. And so even if they get back to playing, a lot of these teams will have almost no field time under their belt. But, you know, and another sad thing about this is obviously the seniors who may lose their last season playing high school baseball or softball. And the fact that a lot of these teams are playing really, really well. And now, boom, you're going to have to basically start all over again. I was talking to Boonville's softball coach, Jessica Taylor, the other day. And she's like, man, it's just going to be like starting all over. You know, they played 6 games. They're 6-0. I think we got the number 3 in our rankings. Playing really, really well. She said they really had figured out the 9 or 10 girls that were going to be in the lineup on an everyday basis. And now this kind of sets you back. I mean, some coaches aren't as worried, like Ashley Russell at West Union. You know, he's got a bunch of seniors, so they've got experience. And also, a lot of those guys play basketball, so they're used to kind of getting on the diamond and adjusting quickly to that. But anyway, Tupelo baseball, our number one team, 11-1.
They got playing really well. One ERA. They've just been cruising through everybody.
Yeah, the pitching has been outstanding.
My thing is, you kind of mentioned this a minute ago, you know, if this lasts another month, all of a sudden you get back on April 15th and they're like, oh, everybody can play. I mean, playoffs will probably start that week or the week after. I mean,
yeah. Then you got to figure, yeah.
Do you play all, I mean, do you just cancel every game besides division and just be like, hey, you're going to play non-division games the next 2 weeks?
Right, because again, you got the question of the venue at Trustmark Park. You know, they block out a certain number of days, but the Mississippi Braves got their schedule
set already. Yeah,
so it's going to be hard to work around that maybe.
going to be a weird situation.
Yeah. And then Houston softball, they're 11-0-1. That's our number one softball team. I think Paige Kilgore, the pitcher, has like a 0.49 ERA. Mm-hmm. And they're just playing lights out there in a Class 3A. So real tough to be playing that well and then see possibly the season come to an end. You're thinking you could win a state championship and might not even have a state championship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just no good. Okay, let's talk about something else that we're working on. We are finding stuff to do, Dalton. Despite the no games being played.
Kind of, I guess.
We're working on the all-area teams for soccer and basketball. Soccer's been over for a minute, but, you know, it ended right about the time basketball playoffs started. You know, once those start, it's nonstop for us.
Yeah, I mean, you throw every sport out the window once basketball starts, playoffs start up here.
Right, exactly. So we're finally getting around to trying to do the soccer all-area team. Hopefully we'll get it done to run, not this Sunday, but the next. And then basketball, hopefully, is ASAP after that.
Yeah.
But, so I'm still trying to get a handle on the soccer. Basketball, I feel like I've just about got the girls' team. Of course, I do the girls' team. You do the boys' team. And we help each other out with that. But I'm in charge of the girls, and I feel like I'm really close.
I feel pretty good about – I think I have my 15 set out. You know, I had to work a lot through my third team, but
– Yeah, the third team is what's giving me the most trouble.
After our discussions the other day, I think I'm set on my 15 unless, you know, I just go back on something.
The problem is, like, we spend a lot of time on these teams. Mm-hmm. We just, like, agonize over making sure we pick the right ones. I think maybe we sometimes, especially me, run the risk of overthinking it.
Oh, no, I definitely overthink it too, yeah.
Yeah, and it's always the third team that's the toughest.
That's probably the worst part about it is overthinking it because we spend so much time, you know, it's days and days thinking, you know, we spend, you know, 4 or 5 hours in one day just straight just looking at these things, trying to figure them out, and then all of a sudden the next day you look at it and you're like, well, you know, this kid now, it's just.
Yeah, because you got the stats, you got coaches' input, you got your own eye test, what you've seen, and so, yeah, it can it can be a grueling process, but we enjoy it. We do, and we're, you know, if your kid gets left off the team, don't take it personal.
Yeah.
It's only 15 players out of hundreds. It's a pretty elite group.
Yeah.
So
we have what, 64 schools or something?
60-ish, I think.
Yeah, 60-ish schools, and you know, 12 players each on those things. Not it's a select few that make it on there.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of great players, let's do this week's shout out. Max Preps has released its all state team. I don't know how they do this, Dalton, how they go about it, because you know, I don't know if they get who they get input from, or they just go on, got some kind of algorithm based on the stats.
I think it's just stats. It would have to be.
And not everybody posts stats.
Right.
So you got to take this with a grain of salt. However, I think all of these are deserving. Deshaun Berry of Holka and Derek Fountain of Holly Springs were the two boys' selections from Northeast Mississippi. And then on the girls' side, we had Ripley's Sierra Jackson, Tupelo's Shamaya Carruthers, and Pontotoc's Dee Shepherd. So
the reason why. You know, all those players are fantastic. The reason why I say, like, I think it's based off stats is because, you know, Olive Branch's Cameron Matthews was on there. He was a third-team All-State player.
Third team, really?
Yeah, he's a, you know, Mississippi State commit or signee. Probably the best, he's one of the top two players in the state, you know, maybe outside of the Ruffing kid down there in Callaway.
Who they named Player of the Year, which is probably a good choice.
Yeah, I agree. You know, won a state championship, had a fantastic year. But the Cameron Matthews kid is a third teamer.
No, dude. He's
I mean, if he was in our area, I mean.
He was the best player I saw all year, probably.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was nobody that could, even when, you know, Starkville ended up beating them, but you know, nobody could do anything with him.
Yeah.
But he didn't have any stats on the Max Preps All-State page. So I think it was all based off stats. They were probably just like, oh, this kid's a state commit. We'll just throw him on the.
Right.
On the third team down here.
Exactly. Okay, let's close this out with Athletes of the Week, maybe the last one we do for a while, but there were games up through last weekend, so we're going to honor a male and a female athlete. Female Athlete of the Week, we mentioned her a while ago, Paige Kilgore, the pitcher for Houston, back on Thursday in a 10-0 win over Vardaman. She tossed 6 shutout innings, allowed just 1 hit, struck out 13 with 1 walk, and at the plate, she was 2-for-4 with a double, a home run, and 4 RBIs. She's also a good hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Just a junior, isn't she?
Yes, just a junior.
Goodness.
It reminds me of that game last year I covered. It was the first softball game I covered all year last year, and she threw a perfect game, struck out every batter in the game.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Paige having another fine season. Hope she gets to continue it. Male Athlete of the Week, Cooper Davis of Tupelo Christian, back on Wednesday of last week against Corinth, an 8-3 win for the Eagles. Cooper was 2-for-3 at the plate with 3 RBIs and a run scored. So congrats to Paige and Cooper, your athletes of the week. And that's all the time we have for this episode of Prep Rally. You can find us on iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. Dalton's on there at dlmiddleton8. I'm on there at bradlock. And not sure if we're going to have a podcast next week, but we'll see. We'll see.
You know.
We'll see y'all again at some point. Stay safe. Wash your hands.